It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. The UMD College of Science and Engineering Department and the Office of Sustainability and the Institute on Research are holding a sustainable energy workshop at UMD. And the idea is to spark some dialogue on some of these kinds of research and explore some connections and collaborations between things already going on in the community and UMD researchers. Christina Gallup is a co-leader, and she joins us this morning to give us a little more information on the project. Hey, Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us. I'm interested in particular, the difference, because I think it's probably significant, the difference between a regular old workshop on blank, fill in the topic, in this case, sustainable energy, and a research workshop, because it seems that the focus is going to be just a little bit different, and that could be really significant. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, so a regular workshop, the participants get together and, you know, would talk about the subject. This one is specifically designed to spark collaborations between the faculty at UMD and the people in the community, both industry and community like the city of Duluth, working in sustainable energy, and get them to come up with research projects that they get funded and move the both UMD and the community further along in terms of how much sustainable energy is used and is developed long-term here, what the vision is for the future long-term.
Now, you said those magic, terrifying words in that sentence, and to get them funded. Is that kind of a sticking point? I would imagine that folks have got a lot of fascinating ideas, but that who's going to pay for it becomes sort of the sticky point.
Right. And the idea is that the way research generally works is that usually it's just one or two PIs, and which PI is principal investigator. That's kind of the terminology for getting grants funded. And you send those grants to the National Science Foundation, the Department of Energy. There's also state groups. There's an LCCMR grant that comes from the money from the Iron Range and the taxes they take off of the taconite. And those kinds of funding agencies put out specific, they call it calls for proposals, that target areas that are related to sustainable energy. And so you would go and look at what specifically they're interested in funding and see how it matches up with what your idea is. And most of the time, it's one or two PIs. And what we're trying to get started at UMD is kind of bigger projects that are not only more money, but more integrated, thinking bigger picture, not just, funding somebody's lab, but bigger than that, involving the community.
Wow. Can you talk about some of the ideas that are being kicked around, or is that kind of a spoiler?
No, it's not a spoiler at all. One of the specific ideas that's going to happen this workshop is, it was actually another workshop that was slated to go at the same time. We were going to do it in parallel and decided to join forces. And it's a group that's not only UMD, but also with the Twin Cities. And the National Science Foundation has put out a call for proposals for the nexus of food, water, energy, right, looking big picture. And so there's a woman coming up from the Twin Cities who's going to talk about that. And so this could be even bigger than just UMD in terms of the University of Minnesota system, and then, of course, bringing in those community partners. So that is one example of a call for proposal that's already out there.
Does it seem that with Duluth being a smaller community where everybody kind of knows everybody else, that the collaboration part is easier than it might be in a bigger, maybe more competitive, maybe more edgy kind of community? We're not really edgy up here in the Northland.
Well, sure we are, but I think you hit the nail on the head, which is that it's one of the reasons I came to UMD. It's a great size for a university, right? The faculty is not so big. The faculty is the right size. We all know each other, right? Many of us know each other. It's easy to work together. It's easy to find each other. And the same can be said for the size of the city, right? It's not so big that you get lost in the shuffle. We can, the mayor of Duluth is coming to our workshop, which is really exciting. It probably would be harder to get the mayor of Minneapolis to come if you're having a workshop. So it's a great size of a community where I think we can get more done than you could in a bigger community with more administration, et cetera. And also the interest here is really high in being progressive in terms of renewable resources.
Do you think that Duluth's designation not that long ago as one of the best outdoor cities has a kind of a residual effect when it comes to anything that could be construed as dealing with the environment?
Very much so. It's a very forward-thinking community, which is one of the reasons I love living in this area. And I think people's connections with nature, and because it's right in our back door. I mean, I lived in Chicago for a long time, and it takes you an hour to get anywhere where you're in the trees, you know, and nature. Here, it's right outside our back door, and I think it influences all of us in terms of how much we value nature and think more about how can we be more sustainable.
Now, is anybody welcome to attend this workshop, or is it kind of an invitation only?
It is mainly an invitation only. It is for the UMD faculty and people from Minnesota Power, the city of Duluth. There's some sustainable energy organizations like Equilibrium 3 in the area, and there's some students who are coming who are involved in energy or interested in sustainable energy. And we got funded actually through the Institute on the Environment. So it involves we're actually feeding everybody breakfast and lunch and taking them on a field trip. So we're really trying to get the people who are very much focused on this topic in the area together so that we can think about research topics. I certainly would like to follow it up with, and there have been events in the past that have been more broad for the whole community, and I would like to do that again. But right now we're trying to get those research topics started, so we're keeping it to the people who might be able to participate in that.
Fantastic. And the event is taking place on Thursday and Friday. And Christine, I hope we have the opportunity to talk in a little bit and find out what sorts of project you folks are moving forward with.
Great. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Happy Wednesday.
You too. Christina Gallup joined us this morning. She's a co-leader of the Sustainable Energy Research Workshop being held tomorrow and Friday at UMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.